Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome back to episode number 22 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Let's Listen. William and I boarded a flight on Southwest Airlines. And of course, if you've ever flown this airline, you know that there's not assigned seats. And it just happened to be that this plane was full to capacity. So William and I could not sit with one another. So I wind up sitting in the middle of two other women on the plane. I desired to strike up a conversation, hoping that it would lead to my sharing Jesus. But both women sat the whole time with earplugs in their ears. The one on my left had earplugs and was attuned to her phone, and the one on my right sat with earplugs and she was attuned to her iPod. And the whole flight, there was no opportunity to have any kind of communication one with another. And I didn't want to force anything because I didn't want to interrupt them from what they were concentrating on. I didn't think it would be beneficial. So there was no opportunity for them to listen to me or for me to be able to listen to anything that they had to say. I only had the opportunity to flash a smile when I was being seated with them, and then to flash a smile upon our departure. The ability to have live communication and to listen to one another is fading more and more. I saw this even with a couple that William and I were trying to help. One of the spouses refused to listen to the other. This spouse was just interested in getting her point across and would not allow the other spouse to share his thoughts at all. Now, how were they going to be able to work things out if they did not genuinely listen to one another? Well, I praise God that He is not like man. When we call upon Him, no matter where or when, He listens, He hears us. And I like what it says in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 7. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from His temple, and my cry entered His ear. So I don't know what you're going through, and I know it's just the first month of the year. If you are experiencing anything, whether it's joyfulness or whether it's some type of distress, when we call upon the Lord, when we cry out to Him, we know that He hears, that He's listening, and that our cry does enter His ear. But not only does He listen, but He acts upon our need. Well, I'd like to share a few points as we go into the new year, as we are women who are trying to reach out and be a blessing to others. Maybe we can develop our listening skills. And I'd like to share from Skills You Need, pointers that they gave in regards to how to listen better. And before I do that, just realize listening really is a key to all effective communication. And without the ability to listen, communication is going to break down, and the sender of the message can easily become frustrated or irritated. So it's important for all of us to learn how to develop the skill of listening better one with another. Now, effective listening involves observing body language and noticing what's said verbally, but also the nonverbal messages. So now let's look. I'm going to share with you the 10 principles of listening, which again come from a group skills you need. So I'll share these with you. The first skill, number one, is to stop talking. Don't talk, listen. When somebody else is talking, listen to what they're saying. Do not interrupt or talk over them or finish their sentences for them. Stop and just listen. And when the other person has finished talking, you may need to clarify to ensure that you receive their message accurately. Then number two, prepare yourself to listen. Just relax. Focus on the speaker. Put other things out of your mind. The human mind is easily distracted by other thoughts, like what's for lunch, or what time do I need to go, or anything like that. Is it getting ready to rain? Try to put other thoughts out of your mind and concentrate on the messages that are being communicated. And then number three, put the speaker at ease. Help the speaker to feel free to speak openly with you. Remember their needs and concerns. Nod or use other gestures or words to encourage them to continue, not for them to feel that they can't continue or that you're cutting them off. Maintain eye contact and allow them to know that you really are interested in what they're saying. And then number four, remove distractions. Don't doodle, don't shuffle papers, don't look out the window, pick your fingernails, or do anything like that. Avoid unnecessary interruptions. These behaviors disrupt the listening process, and they send a message to the speaker that you're bored or distracted. Number five, empathize. Try to understand the other person's point of view. Look at issues from their perspective. Let go of any preconceived ideas. By having an open mind, we can move more fully empathizing with the speaker. So if the speaker says something that you disagree with, then wait and construct an argument to counter what is said after you have fully listened to their view. Number six, be patient. A pause, even a long pause, does not necessarily mean that the speaker has finished. So be patient and let the speaker continue in their own time. Sometimes it takes time to formulate what you want to say and how you want to say it. So don't interrupt them. Let them finish. Number seven, avoid personal prejudice. Try to be impartial. Don't become irritated and don't let the person's habit or mannerism distract you from what the speaker is really saying. Everybody has a different way of speaking. Some people, for example, are more nervous or shy than others. Some have accents or excessive arm movements. So some people just express themselves different. So focus on what is being said and try to ignore maybe the way in which it's being delivered. Number eight, listen to the tone. Volume and tone both add to what someone is saying. A good speaker will use both volume and tone to their advantage to keep an audience attentive. Everybody will use pitch, tone, and volume of voice in certain situations. So these will help us to understand the emphasis on what is being said. Then number nine, listen for ideas and not just words. You need to get the whole picture, not just isolated bits and pieces. Maybe one of the most difficult aspects of listening is the ability to link together pieces of information to reveal the ideas of others. With proper concentration, now listen to what I said, concentration, let go of distractions and focus on what is being said, it'll become easier. And then last, number 10, wait and watch for nonverbal communication. Gestures, facial expressions and eye movements can all be important. We don't just listen with our ears, but also with our eyes. Watch and pick up the additional information being transmitted with nonverbal communication. Now, I know I just went through 10 steps that could really help us, and we don't want to jump to conclusions about what we see or hear. We should always seek clarification to make sure that we're understanding correctly. But may we all, as we go into this new year, try to develop the skill of listening much better than we have in previous years. May we really try to communicate one with another and master the skill of listening. And as I said before, I thank God that God listens and he hears us clearly and he is attentive to our cry. And so let us extend that same grace to others this year as we go forth and as we try to live for Christ and as we try to be a light in a dark world. Well, I hope that this session has spurred your thinking in regards to better communication. And I just pray that you'll join us for our next episode. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.